Welcome to this Rehab Management Podcast, sponsored by Clinicient. I'm Frank Long, Editorial Director of Rehab Management, and for this first podcast of our 2015 series, we'll be taking a look at therapist productivity. Speaking with us about this topic is Dean Hassey, physical therapist and president of Cherry Creek Wellness Center, an outpatient wellness and rehabilitation facility with locations throughout the Denver, Colorado area. Dean, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks, Frank. It's great to be on the podcast with you, and I look forward to answering your questions.
Dean, productivity can be a loaded term in the PT community. How do you define and measure therapist productivity? And how does improving therapist productivity benefit patients?
Strictly speaking, the way we define productivity is how many minutes or hours in a workday the physical therapist is actively with a patient and billing for that time. That comes from a strict business sense in that we have to have a therapist hit a certain benchmark in order to bring in enough revenue to cover our costs and stay in business. Another way of measuring productivity would be one could look at what is the actual product they're putting out. The way we define that is raving fans, very satisfied patients, patients that were completed their care, achieved their goals, and were very happy with the experience. I think it's that latter definition of care that really benefits the patient. The former definition, the strictly business one, I suppose the way that really benefits the patient is we aren't able to bring in more money than we spend. We aren't going to be in business any longer, and therefore we won't be there to benefit the patient. But I think it's that second definition of productivity that really gets to how are we benefiting the patient. In other words, measuring, did we deliver the product that the patient was expecting?
What administrative burdens diminish your therapist's productivity, and how do you use technology to remove those burdens?
Every therapist's nemesis is doing their notes, whether it's paper, electronic, you name it. That's a major administrative burden for them. By using electronic medical record and specifically Clinicient, it has actually streamlined the note process. Information flows forward from previous notes, so the therapists have that at their fingertips. They're able to add to it, change it for their next note, depending on how the patient presents for that particular episode. And so that's made things much more efficient. Another piece is Clinicient has a built-in home exercise program. So they're able to immediately incorporate that home exercise program into the patient's note, get it sent off to the patient via email. Patient's able to see it static or as a video. And so that is very, very helpful in decreasing some of the time that the therapist used to spend doing their home exercise programs, which used to be they'd flip through a box of cards, they'd pull out the exercises, they'd have to Xerox them, give it to the patient. Took a lot more time, and the actual product they were giving the patient was less optimal than what we're able to give them now with technology.
Dean, can you tell us a little bit about your practice's history with EMR?
Sure. One of the main reasons we jumped on to using an EMR was to try to gain some efficiency in our documentation, but also to improve our compliance with both HIPAA and Medicare. And so that led us into the world of EMRs, and we tried one in the beginning, and it was a good EMR, but we found that for the business side, it wasn't a fully integrated EMR. The electronic medical notes section talked to the schedule, but it didn't talk to the billing program. It wouldn't talk back and forth, so the front desk didn't know how much money to collect from the patient until well after the fact, which didn't really increase the administrative burden of the therapist, but greatly increased the administrative burden of our billing staff and front office, as well as severely impacting cash flow. So we went out and looked for an EMR that was fully integrated. So we settled on Clinicient because it has a lot of great tools in it to make sure that the front office is able to capture the correct amount of money at the front desk, which really eliminates a lot of the duplicate work of the back office and having to send out invoices, track down payments, And in the end, it actually makes for much happier customers. They would much rather pay what they owe at the time of service than get a surprise bill at the end. So that's one of the main reasons we switched over to Clinician. And one of the great things then, therapist side, that we found that came along with it was a great integrated home exercise program, as well as really a nice flow for getting their notes done well and faster.
And that exercise program had value to you.
Yeah, it did. You know, with that exercise program, the old way that we used to do it, we had a box of cards that had exercises on them. Therapists would put them on the copy machine and Xerox them, and it took a lot of time, and it didn't look as professional as we would have liked. Now, with the integrated home exercise program within Clinician, you know, we have very professional-looking pictures and also have the ability to email video as well as the pictures to the patient. So this looks much more professional. And as you can imagine, a video for a patient to watch that to see how to do their home exercise, much more valuable than just a plain picture. And all this is just instantly and seamlessly integrated into their medical record, so there's no extra work on the part of the therapist.
Bringing the focus back to therapist productivity, it's been said that 10 to 15% of a therapist's time may be given away unintentionally because of complicated processes and the lack of tools for capturing treatment time. Dean, how do you support your therapist to best account for their time? And what role does Clinician play in making therapists accountable for their time?
Yeah, certainly moving to an electronic medical record, the one we're on, you know, Clinician, with the integrated schedule, that's probably the number one way. You know, patients are put in for a set amount of time, and in our case, we do 40-minute treatments. So that amount of time pulls right into the note. As the therapist does their treatment and then does their note, Clinician is looking for them to justify 40 minutes and bill 40 minutes worth of codes. If they don't do that, it will prompt them and say, hey, you are underbilling. And that prompts the therapist to go back and look at, okay, did I miss something? Or maybe that particular patient was late that day and they didn't adjust that in the time. Then it prompts them to go back and just take care of that. On the flip side, if a therapist puts too much in, it alerts them that they've overbilled, which helps us with compliance to make sure that, you know, we aren't billing for things that refer time that we didn't provide. It alerts them to that. They're able to go back in and adjust that so that we're not only sure that we aren't wasting or giving away a therapist's time, but that we also aren't billing for too much time, time that we didn't actually provide. So it really plays a role on both sides, and that's very, very helpful for both making the business viable, but also making sure we stay in compliance.
50% or more of therapy patients don't complete their course of care. These dropouts leave therapists idle and can cost up to 40% of your revenue. Dean, how does Clinician help you proactively keep your therapist's schedules full?
Yeah, you've hit on a key topic as it relates to the business of physical therapy. There's probably not a bigger waste of our labor if our therapists are sitting around idle. And you're correct in that a lot of patients, in this case you've noted 50%, don't complete their course of care. That really can leave a therapist's schedule wide open. The way Clinician helps us, it tracks this for us, and we're able to run very simple reports. We run them on a weekly basis to see what patients have fallen off. That way the therapist is able to communicate with that patient, get them back on the schedule, or find out that actually their symptoms have resolved and they don't need to come back, but then they're at least able to perform a discharge note and know that that patient has completed their care and not just dropped off the schedule. With that, we get plenty of management reports to help us track the patient volume that's coming in to see if we're staffed appropriately or if we have too many therapists or too few.
And finally, how does Clinician help your therapist fulfill their compliance duties without compromising productivity?
Well, you've hit on a point that was one of the main reasons we started looking at EMRs in the first place. With the increased regulation through HIPAA, with Medicare pushing with G-codes, PQRS, we knew that this was going to be an administrative nightmare to stay in compliance with it if we stayed on paper. And so it was really one of the main reasons we even looked at an EMR. clinician in particular helps us with this by taking information right from the therapist's notes to populate the fields for G codes and for PQRS, so there's not double work on the part of the therapist. It's just part of the note they're already doing, and so they're not really having to put in double work.
We've been speaking with Dean Hassey, physical therapist and president of the Denver-based Cherry Creek Wellness Center. Dean, thank you for joining us.
Frank, thanks for having me. I'm happy to talk about this, and hopefully the information was helpful to everyone out there.